Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, I want to start with a specific kind of headache. It's something I think every modern business feels, but nobody really knows how to diagnose it.
You're talking about the internet paradox.
The internet paradox, exactly. We have this infinite shelf space, Spotify, YouTube, the web. It's endless. You can upload anything.
But the bottleneck is us. It's the humans. The time it takes to actually make the things to put on those shelves hasn't changed.
It's still completely linear.
It's manual labor in a digital world. Distribution is free and instant. Production, that's still slow, expensive, and human.
So to explore this, we're running a kind of thought experiment today. We're taking two very different companies from totally different worlds and smashing them together to see what happens.
We're looking at what happens when a specific user meets a specific super tool.
Okay, so in the blue corner, we have CoderPad. If you're in tech, you probably know them. They're the ones trying to kill the old whiteboard interview.
So instead of making a developer write code on a piece of paper, which is just bizarre, it's so strange.
CoderPad gives them a real coding environment to show what they can actually do. And this is high stakes. A bad engineering hire costs a company, what, upwards of $30,000?
At least. And they work with the big names, Netflix, Spotify, Goldman Sachs. They're really the gold standard.
They are.
And in the red corner, we have the tool, Auto Content API. And I need to be really clear here. This is not ChatGPT. This is not a chatbot you just talked to.
That distinction is so important. This is what you'd call headless tech. It's infrastructure.
Right. It's the plumbing.
It's the plumbing, not the faucet. It takes raw data, a URL, a PDF, whatever, and it programmatically turns it into podcasts, videos, blogs, no studios, no mics.
So here's our mission for today. We take CoderPad, a company with this mountain of technical knowledge, and we figure out what happens when they plug into an engine like Auto Content API. Can they actually dominate their market?
I think this all comes down to a concept called mental availability. When a CTO wakes up in a cold sweat because they need to hire 10 developers by Friday.
Which happens. How do you make sure CoderPad is the only name that even pops into their head?
Let's start right at that bottleneck. CoderPad's audience. We're not talking about casual scrollers here.
No, we're talking about busy engineering leaders, VPs, talent acquisition teams. These people are
They don't
drowning.
have time to read marketing fluff.
Yep.
Now, CoderPad makes great stuff. I'm looking at their State of Tech Hiring 2025 report. It's dense, it's full of data,
Good
great
stuffs.
stuff, but it's a PDF.
Ah, the PDF graveyard, where great insights go to die.
It just sits there. And if I want to turn that PDF into, say, a podcast for a busy exec to listen to on her commute, what does that normally look
You
like?
mean the old way, the linear model.
Yeah, walk me through the mess.
Okay. First, you get a writer to adapt the PDF. Then you hire a host. You book a studio. You get an audio engineer. You go through three rounds of edits because someone mispronounced Kubernetes.
Always.
It takes, what, 3 weeks? And costs maybe $3,000-$4,000?
For one single asset.
One asset. It's a craft. It's artisanal. And that's fine if you're making a Super Bowl ad, but for a white paper, it just doesn't scale. You run out of money and time so fast.
Okay, so enter Auto Content API. They talk about decoupling ideation from production. What does that mean in practice?
In their parallel model, CoderPad finishes that 2025 report. They drop the PDF into a specific folder on their system. That's it. The API sees the new file, it ingests it, it pulls out the key findings, the stats, the quotes. It understands the data, and then it immediately generates a script for an audio discussion.
Okay, but script generation, we've seen that before. Lots of tools can do that.
Sure, but it doesn't stop there. It then selects two AI voice profiles, maybe a host and an expert like us, and it generates the actual audio file, mixes in music, balances the levels, and spits out a broadcast-ready MP3.
Without a single person hitting record.
Without a person even in the room. And because it's an API, it can be automated. The moment the MP3 is ready, it could be automatically uploaded to Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
I have to play devil's advocate. I've been seeing Google's Notebook LM everywhere. I can upload a PDF and get a podcast from it right now. Why would CoderPad need this big industrial API?
That's what I call the Notebook LM gap. Notebook LM is cool, don't get me wrong, but it's a consumer toy. It's an island.
You have to manually do everything.
You drag and drop, you wait, you download. You can't build it into a business workflow. It's not a process.
So auto content is for the enterprise pipeline.
Exactly. It means CoderPad isn't doing this for one big report a year. They could set this up to run for every single blog post, every case study, every feature update they publish.
So you're turning a project into a process.
That's the key. CoderPad could have a CoderPad daily audio feed that literally runs itself. If you're in that VP's ears every morning while your competitor puts out one PDF a quarter, you just win.
It becomes a numbers game.
It's just math at that point.
Okay, audio makes sense.
Yeah.
But let's dig deeper. CoderPad is a technical product. It's complex. You have to see it.
Right. Their documentation is the lifeblood of the product. If people get confused, they leave.
I'm on their doc site now. Features like collaborative IDE, Canvas, cheating prevention. Mm. It's pages and pages of text.
Necessary, sure, but it's dry and a little intimidating for a new user.
And I see auto content has these video endpoints specifically for explainer videos.
Now, this is a huge opportunity for them. We have hard data that video on a landing page increases dwell time.
Dwell time.
How long a user sticks around on the page. And get this, if you have a video, you are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That feels like a made-up marketing stat. I have to call you on that.
I know. It sounds insane, but think about it from Google's point of view. They want to send people to high-quality pages. Anyone can generate text. But a custom video? That signals a high-value resource.
It signals investment, that you actually care about answering the user's question.
Exactly. It's a powerful signal.
So how does the API actually make these? I'm assuming it's not hiring actors.
No. The strategy is all about volume. CoderPad could have the API crawl its own feature pages. Let's take their play feature. It's like a gamified assessment.
Okay.
The API reads that text, pulls out the core benefit, and generates a 60 to 90 second script.
But what about the visuals? Just watching a robot talk is painful.
It uses an AI avatar, so a professional looking presenter. It generates the lip sync, adds subtitles, and this is the important part, it can overlay screen recordings or B-roll of the CoderPad interface.
I'm going to be skeptical again. AI avatars. They could look pretty stiff, that old uncanny valley thing.
The tech has moved incredibly fast. Is it going to win an Oscar? No. But is it clearer and more engaging than a wall of text when you're just trying to figure out a feature? Absolutely.
That's a fair point. If I'm stuck, I don't need Meryl Streep. I just need clarity.
And you need it for everything. Think about their library of interview questions. They have thousands, right?
Thousands. Python, Java, SQL, everything.
Imagine if every single one of those question pages had its own unique 60-second video. Here's the concept behind this SQL problem. Here's why a hash map is the right choice here.
You're turning your support docs into top-of-funnel marketing.
And the economics finally work. You can't spend $300 on a manual video for a niche page. But you can spend €4 or 400 API credits. It makes that long tail of content actually profitable.
That's a game changer. But I want to shift to something that feels very 2026. This whole AI-enabled hiring space.
The elephant in the room.
Right. Everyone's panicking. Are my candidates cheating with ChatGPT? CoderPad's official stance is pretty interesting. It's basically don't ban AI, assess how candidates use it.
Which is the smart take, but it's controversial. They have to own that narrative before it gets defined for them.
How does an automation API help you win a news cycle? That feels like it needs a human.
Not always. This is where their deep research and social listening features come in. The API can monitor Reddit and X in real time.
Okay, so give me the workflow. What does that actually look like?
Let's call it the reaction loop. A thread blows up on the programming subreddit. The topic is, cheating in interviews is out of control.
Which happens every week.
Every single week. The API sees this keyword spike. It triggers a deep research agent, which then browses the web, looks at reputable sources, and analyzes the sentiment of that Reddit thread.
So it understands why everyone's so worked up.
It gets the context. Then it takes CoderPad's predefined stance that assess don't ban idea and automatically generates what they call a market alert.
What's a market alert?
It could be a 30-second vertical video for TikTok or a short audio clip. Something like, hey, we're seeing the conversation on Reddit about cheating. Here's why banning AI doesn't work, and here's a better way.
So while the conversation is still hot, CoderPad has already published a response.
The speed is the whole point. It happens in minutes. By the time a normal marketing team has even scheduled a meeting to talk about the Reddit thread, CoderPad is already shaping the conversation.
It's newsjacking on autopilot. That's intense.
It's operationalizing your point of view. It keeps you relevant without burning out your whole team chasing trends.
That brings up another scale problem. Geography. CoderPad is a global company.
And this is usually where content strategies just fall apart.
Language barrier.
Yeah.
You need local teams, translators, editors. It gets so expensive and messy.
But the API supports over 50 languages. So take that best practices for remote hiring guide they wrote in English.
Okay.
The API can immediately transcribe it, translate it, and then resynthesize the audio and video into fluent Spanish, French, German, and Japanese.
Wait, resynthesize? You don't just mean adding subtitles.
No, I mean new audio. You get a host speaking perfect, fluent German, using the correct technical terms, explaining CoderPad's features to the German market.
They just multiplied their potential market overnight without hiring a single person.
And it keeps the message consistent everywhere. No more weird translation errors.
There's another feature here that feels especially relevant for B2B. And honestly, it's the one that makes me a little, I don't know, uncomfortable. Right. Voice cloning.
Yes. The CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox.
Think about it. When you're trying to land a huge client like Toyota, they want to feel important. They want to hear from leadership.
But the CEO has zero time.
Exactly. The CEO can't call every big prospect, but with voice cloning, they can. The CEO records a few minutes of their voice just once.
And then what?
The API creates a clone. Now the marketing team can generate personalized outreach. Imagine a key contact at Goldman Sachs gets a personal audio message from the CoderPad CEO.
Saying what?
Hey, John, I saw you're ramping up hiring for React developers. I recorded this message to show you how our new assessment for that works. But the CEO never actually recorded it.
He was on a plane while his voice was closing a deal in New York.
That's the power.
But isn't there an authenticity problem? If I found out that wasn't really the CEO, I might feel a little tricked.
It's a risk. You have to be transparent about it. You can't pretend it's a live call. But as a personalized update, it's leverage. It lets you scale the personal touch.
It's powerful. A little scary, but powerful. Okay, let's talk search engines.
Yeah.
SEO. We touched on it. But this idea of programmatic SEO.
For a company like CoderPad, this is the holy grail.
Explain it for us, because programmatic SEO just sounds like a bunch of jargon.
Think about what CoderPad's customers are searching for on Google. It's super specific stuff. React Native interview questions, SQL challenges for data scientists.
There must be thousands of those search terms.
Tens of thousands. And to rank for them, you need a unique page for each one. But here's the trap. If you just create a template and swap out Java for Python, Google will penalize you.
That's the thin content penalty.
Google sees it as spam. It wants to know your page is actually about React Native, not just a generic coding page.
So how does the API fix that? You can't write 10,000 unique articles.
You don't. You inject unique multimedia into each programmatic page. So for the React Native page, the API generates a specific podcast episode just about the nuances of interviewing for React Native.
Just for that single page?
Just for that page. And maybe a vertical video summarizing key tips. Now the page has text, a custom audio track, and a custom video that exists nowhere else on the internet.
So Google sees that as a rich, high-value resource.
Exactly. It sees people are clicking play and staying on the page.
Mm-hmm.
That signals to the algorithm, this is the definitive answer.
And again, because the cost per asset is so low, it's actually affordable to do this for all those long-tail keywords.
It turns the long tail from a money pit into your most profitable marketing channel.
This completely changes the game.
Mm.
We're not talking about just writing a blog post anymore. We're talking about building a content machine.
We've moved CoderPad from a company with a blog to a company that can dominate search, social, audio, and global markets all at once.
But you're saying there's one more layer to this, the agentic web.
This is the future-proofing part. This is where it's all heading.
Explain that. What is the agentic web?
Right now, we create content for humans to read. In the very near future, AI agents will be browsing the web for us.
So a recruiter won't Google things anymore. They'll just ask their AI, find the best platform for hiring Python developers.
Exactly. And that AI agent isn't looking for pretty designs. It's looking for structured, authoritative data. It's looking for exactly the kind of assets auto content produces.
So by using an API to structure all their knowledge and spread it everywhere,
CoderPad is making sure that their narrative is the one the AIs find and repeat. They get to control the answer, whether a human asks the question or a machine does.
Wow. That's a wild thought. We're now optimizing our content for machines to read to other machines.
That's the next 5 years of the internet. If your knowledge is trapped in a PDF, the agents will just ignore it.
So here's the final thought I want to leave everyone with.
Yeah.
We're in this new economy where the cost to produce things is dropping towards zero. If everyone can make infinite content, the winner isn't the person with the single best idea.
No. The winner is the one with the best infrastructure to distribute their idea everywhere, all at once.
It really makes you ask yourself, is your company's content strategy a craft where you make each piece by hand? Yep. Or is it an engine?
CoderPad is already fixing the hiring process. Maybe it's time they fix their content engine too.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you next time.